One, two, three, four.
Welcome to In Poor Taste.
Hello, how are you peoples? Welcome back.
Hey Eric, how's it going today?
Not too bad. I'm pretty good. Yourself?
Doing pretty great. So, this episode, we got a lot planned for you guys. It's going to be a great episode.
We have a lot of new sponsors too. After they heard last week's episode,
yeah,
just all these sponsors poured in, and we have so many that screening process we were talking about. Well, I don't have time for that shit, so. We're just going to have to deal with it.
Yeah, I guess so. And but you know what?
A sponsor's a sponsor, right?
Yeah, and someday we might get paid by one of them and it'll increase our budget. We're in the negative about $50 right now because I bought some CDs.
But, how many CDs did you buy?
I bought 100.
100 CDs.
Yeah, it's going to be
so that means we're going to be around for a long time, people.
Yeah, whether you guys listen or not. And whether our sponsors pay us or not.
We're watching. You're listening.
Do-do-do. Oh, shit, we're going to get sued now. Fuck.
Yeah, don't use that jingle ever again.
Right? All right.
Okay, this week's episode is brought to us by this new sponsor. Oh, this one's from an internet company. Okay.
Mm, the future.
All right, here we go. Are you lonely? Do you like butts? Then our new online dating app, ButtNut.com, is just for you. We ask a few questions about the butt of your dreams, and then we bring the butts to you. Butt nut. Let the nut come to the butt.
Wow. I am signing up today.
Yeah, I know you like butts. So.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm a huge
fan
of butts.
That one wasn't so bad. I think there's actually something behind that.
I'm into it. I like it. I like butts. I like money. And the two come together. And,
yeah.
You know?
I like nutty people, too.
Yeah. And nutty foods.
Yeah, I can eat them.
I don't have an allergy.
Awesome. Cool.
Yeah,
An allergic D.
Speaking of allergies, I think Sidney Crosby got into the shelled fish again. He's all swollen up in the facial area.
I saw that photo. He did look. I think the reason why he didn't play is because the helmet wouldn't fit.
It wouldn't even. He would have played otherwise. Yeah, he just has to like pig grease up his face and just have someone just smack him on the top of the helmet.
Oh, I think Gino would know how to do that.
Yeah, Gino would delight in such an activity. But
I do many times.
Another thing, you know, there's other internet rumors going around as to what's wrong with him. Some people say that he has a conjoined twin growing out of his cheek.
Oh.
That's a little creepy.
Okay, so in theory, that's still one player. So if it becomes a fully grown twin...
Do we have to pay him the $8.7 million? Is that what you're
asking? Well, no. Well, there's that also. But the thought runs through my head that would that be an extra player on the ice?
Oh, and, too many men. It's 2 minutes. That's a bench penalty.
Yeah, so would they would have to do something about that.
Yeah, if a leprechaun springs forth from Sidney Crosby's jaw onto the ice, we're definitely getting a bench penalty for that. So okay. They probably got to keep him off the ice for a few days.
Yeah, maybe they'll surgically remove the leprechaun.
Yeah, and then it'll dance a little jig.
We need him back. We need him back. I mean, we did look good, but...
Yeah, well, definitely.
So what...
But I heard he's got a new nickname out on the ice.
What's that?
Mumpy Boy.
Oh, man. I like it.
Yeah. What's up, Mumps?
Say that to his face.
Yeah. What's up, Mumpkins?
Yeah, I would not say that to him.
What was the guy's name? Mumpelstiltskin?
Mumpelstiltskin? The Mumpy Bunch?
The Brady Mumps.
Oh, okay.
Maybe if Sidney Crosby rubs his...
Mumpford and Sons?
He's joined a new... A bluegrass-esque band.
Yes, I like it.
I like it. All right.
Maybe the leprechaun will play the floor tom, the floor, you know, the floor drum.
Oh yeah, yeah. Is that technically Sidney Crosby's son if he comes out of his body like that?
What is the mumps?
It's an old timey disease.
You're scientific.
I think you get it from being like one of those newsboys on the street that yells. What does he yell? X-tree, read all about it. Sidney Crosby's got a mumple face.
Mump face?
Read all about it, 5 cents.
Read all about it, we got a mump face.
And one wooden nickel.
So that's what they all sound like?
Yeah. X-tree.
X-tree.
Have you had?
Come on down. Check out Sidney Crosby's Mump Face.
Mump Face with Mumford and Sons.
What a bump! What a bumpy mumper.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think we did that one to death, but I can talk about Sidney Crosby's Mump Face all day.
Yeah, I mean, he could probably deflect pucks off of that thing now, so.
Yeah, totally. You know, we actually have a few listeners this week because we decided to get around, well, by we, I mean I, decided to get around and publish these to the interwebs.
He's very busy, people.
Yeah, fully. So, we got a couple of questions here. All of them from Eric Nichols, or friend of the show.
Okay. Isn't he like...
Eric James on Facebook.
I don't think he actually likes this show.
I'm mostly just concerned maybe, that he's way better than
Maybe I'm just like
us.
Competitive because his name's Eric and he has a beard.
And he's way better than us at Frisbee Golfing.
And he drives a Subaru.
Yeah.
And like everything.
And his Subaru is
man,
nicer
we're
than
like
yours.
Twins. He hates onions. I hate onions.
He's got a superior Subaru to you. He's got a beard that's rivaling yours now, and he's better than us at Frisbee Golfing.
I trimmed my mustache.
We basically lost that race. All right, so let's see.
What do you got for
What do we think about folks who eat gluten-free diets?
Oh, well, they have that silly-ass disease.
Well, some of them, but the ones that don't have it and just decide
Oh, the people... Oh, I totally misheard you. I should pay attention to you more often.
Yeah, we have that problem.
Okay,
I didn't actually specify, well, but I'm specifying now.
These people, what do I think about them? It's silly. So maybe they do have... And the real term is celiac disease, right?
Yeah.
So these people that don't have it but say they do, they have the celiac disease.
Yeah, no, that's... I like that. That's okay. Good. That's a perfect way to say it. And, I mean...
Because you're just being a silly ass at that point. You're
not
spending
only that,
way more money than you need to.
Yeah, and Eric always complains that he goes to the store to get stuff that he needs to have no gluten in,
and
it's all gone.
And all of you silly ass people have eaten it all.
Yeah. A girl I know who also doesn't eat gluten, but only because she chooses not to, says that the increased demand, though, creates a market for more gluten-free stuff. So, I mean, I guess there's some merit to that as well. But you know, it's a jungle out there. It's a gluten-free jungle.
It is, and it's a tough game.
I kind of want to taste the gluten-free pizza downtown only because it's pizza.
I don't think it'll taste any difference.
No?
No.
Oh man, the crust of a pizza though is so important.
It is. But
that's why
if
I
you
love.
Do if you do it right, the right sauce, the right kind of cheese.
That's why I like going down to God and Jesus's downtown, Ephesus
Where?
The Pizza Jesus.
Oh, Ephesus.
Mm-hmm.
We call it a fetus pizza, which is, you know, what's going to be sad, though, is when we move, we might have to, you know, they won't deliver to us anymore.
What you got to ask yourself, too, is are you destroying the American farmers who grow wheat and their livelihood?
Back to the point, people.
Yeah.
My life isn't important.
No, get your shit out of here. I'm editing you out of this entire podcast.
I shouldn't even came. I mean, at least...
No, I need you to be here so I can yell at nobody.
Oh, okay. So I'm just going to be replaced with white noise?
Yeah, it's just going to be me talking and then... All right, edit that out.
Yeah,
too.
Your
Probably
whole audience...
A little bit of static.
Guess what, Sean? Your whole audience just fell asleep. Peacefully and comfortably.
Look, if I can put two people to sleep, then my life has been worthwhile.
Hey, we got two people now?
Yeah.
Holy
We've doubled the listening
How many
audience.
Likes did we get?
We got several. I think four or five.
Four or five likes? Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
It's looking good.
Thanks, people.
That's a healthy audience.
It must be my mom, your mom.
Well, I just liked it and unliked it five times.
You can do that?
Yeah, it didn't actually add up, but I added it up in my
head. In your
head. I just marked it, tallied it down on paper.
So it's official then, once it's on paper? That's what I've been told anyway.
Yeah, Eric didn't actually send us questions in. I just made these up myself.
No, you didn't.
No, you know I'm lying about that because I don't do any preparation for this podcast.
And that sounds like something Eric would send to us. So.
Yeah, fully. All right, are you ready for the next question here?
I think we've fully covered the first one. Yes, let's move on.
All right, this one's specifically for you because I decided it is.
Okay.
If you could be a dinosaur, which one would you be? Well, hang on, and why?
Okay. I watched a thing about dinosaurs today. So this...
Really?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
perfect.
We were watching the children's channel.
Nice. Did you see anything you liked?
Well, the Velociraptor was pretty gnarly.
Yeah, but they were only 3 feet tall. The ones,
yeah, I know.
You know the ones in Jurassic Park? Do you know what they actually were?
your Mamasaurus?
That is immature, Eric. That's immature, okay?
I said I watched a children's channel today.
But you are right. That is that is correct. It is called a your Mamasaurus. No, it's a Utah Raptor. Utah Raptors were 6, 7, 8 feet tall. Velociraptor is only 3 feet tall. It's like a fucking dog.
Well, still, they have claws.
Yeah, and it's perfect height for biting your nuts off.
And they're fast.
Yeah, they're rather fast and nut biting.
Yeah.
And plus that claw on their foot.
And it seems like they're constantly pissed off. Well, at least that's what I get from Steven Spielberg.
Oh, yeah,
he
dude.
He must hate raptors.
Yeah. His whole life he's just been, like, awake at night thinking about how much he fucking hates raptors and how he wants to give them a bad name.
Yeah.
Did he do the Jaws movie, too? Who did Jaws, if not? Stanley Kubrick? No, that can't be right.
No, I think it was him.
Was it him? Because he's got a something against predators. Yes. He's giving us a thumbs up.
Yeah,
Spielberg.
You got a thumbs up, people. Spielberg it is.
So he hates apex predators. Let's just put that on the table now.
Okay. It's out on the table, on the platter.
Yeah.
By the cranberries.
I am accusing Steven Spielberg of being anti-apex predator. Apexist.
Do you think he's like 65 million years old?
I think he's $65 million old. Fucker.
He's
so
like
rich.
Scrooge McDuck just swimming in it. Right
yeah, he actually had all of his money turned into tiny golden velociraptors, and he swims around in them in a vault. That must be so painful.
Yes, paper cuts.
Paper cut. Gold raptor claw cuts is more like it. All right, well, velociraptor would be fun. I think that'd be good.
And why? Why?
Yeah, okay. You didn't say why.
So, because I feel as if I were a dinosaur, I would just want to be one of those, like, badasses. Like, run around and you know, be mischievous.
They hunt in packs, too. That's
yeah,
pretty smart.
Yeah, that's exactly
they're
what I'm saying.
Like the wolves of the dinosaur.
They're mischievous. I like that.
Yeah.
So, that's why. Probably. Just because they would...
Clever girl.
They fuck shit up.
Yeah, they do. They totally fuck shit up.
FSU. All yeah. day long.
FSU. I went to that college. All right, so...
College of fuck shit.
Eric, why don't people like gingers? This is a touchy one because our buddy, the friend of the show, Eric James, his brother is a ginger.
I've never met his brother, but...
And nobody likes him. Let's just get that on the table,
I
too.
Do know that you guys are rivals from what I hear.
Usually rivals are equals in some manner. And he's an intellectual child.
I am sorry for the outburst.
He's an intellectual child.
Okay. We just lost another listener.
Oh, he's not a listener. I've banned him from the group already, preemptively.
Okay. Okay, gingers. So why do people hate them? Well...
Oh, I didn't say hate. I think I said don't like. Yeah, why don't they like them? Because hate is...
It's strong.
Yeah, that's
In this day of age, we should keep the hate out of it.
Yeah. Squash the hate.
Squash
people.
The hate. Don't be hating haters.
I don't like that. I think a ginger can be a sexy human being. I like that fair skin. It's milky.
Have you ever seen Ginger Baker?
Ginger Baker?
Yes, the drummer for Cream.
No.
He's one of the most wiry looking redheads I've ever seen.
Is he a ginger?
Oh, yes.
What? Is that a nickname, or is that just his parents are complete assholes?
Probably complete assholes, because this dude was fucked up in the head. What? I watched it. What the
hell
was that?
Throwing shit around back there in the fucking... Oh, my God. J-Pro's pissed. He's a ginger. That's why he hates when we talk about gingers like that. That's not true,
Sensitive subject.
Yeah, I mean...
I think he dropped his dildo on the soundboard.
He's getting violent.
Okay, so...
Put away your hairy dildo.
Hairy dildo.
That you bought at Staples.
Yes, some woman bought a hairy dildo at Staples today when we were getting CDs. Wow.
Yeah.
So, anyway, yeah, Ginger Baker was just this mean, mean man that was so good at drums, but he would just hit people, spit on them. It was just wild. He punched Jack Bruce in the face the one time because Jack Bruce decided he was going to try a pitch change.
Well, he sounds like a role model. I'll say that for him.
Okay. Well, maybe you have something about, you know, there's something about gingers that just
dude,
you
change pitch, I'm going to fucking lay you out. All right?
Like, what mentality is that? Like, do
fucking,
not change pitch.
I will ruin your day
I'm
if
knock
you change
your teeth
pitch.
Out.
Hey, what the fuck is with the pitch change, you cunt? And he jumps over the drum set and just starts pounding him with his drumsticks. Was he a drummer?
He was a drummer.
Oh, okay. I don't know if you said that or I made that up in my head. He just punches
both.
Shit all day.
You made that up.
Was it also true that he didn't use drumsticks? He just punched the drum set?
He probably at some points when he was fucked up. I don't know.
Just wailing on it hardcore.
He like went to Africa and studied drums and like fell in love with
Ginger Two Fists, man.
Yeah. Ginger Baker. If there's a documentary called Fear Mr. Baker.
Yeah.
I think that's what it
is. Does he beat a lot of people up in that documentary?
He beats up the guy that is interviewing him right as he's about to leave because he tells him that he's going to interview other people of the band. And he says, "No, you're not." And he hits him.
Is that true?
Yes.
I'll believe anything you say right now because I've never heard of this guy before.
You got to see the documentary. That's fantastic. You can find it somewhere.
He beats up the documentary maker. That's fantastic.
Beware of Mr. Baker. That's what it's called.
What's in your wallet? And how long has it been there? So let's get our wallets on here. What's in your wallet? Then, righto. I don't have my wallet. I don't know where it is. What's in your wallet? Oh, here's my wallet.
A Capital One card. Oh, wait, I can't do that.
I've got a Milkman Brewing Company card, and this is great because these guys are in Pittsburgh. They're a new brewing company, buddy of ours, friend of the show. He makes delicious beers. You can go get a growler at the oddest hours possible and buy a t-shirt that's too small if you're like me. Because I bought one that's too small. What do you got?
Here we are. Okay, receive free chips and queso with any entree purchase.
Oh, let's delicious. See.
Yeah, sounds...
When did that expire?
That expired, okay. 931.99.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, look at it. 931.99.
Holy crap. I watched a little bit of the Arsenal versus, what was it, Liverpool? J-Pro, you'd know this.
Oh,
yeah. Soccer.
People think soccer is funny.
Yeah. Everyone in England hates me right now.
Do we have listeners over there?
No, we don't have fucking listeners anywhere.
Oh, please, people, will you listen to us?
J-Pro doesn't even listen to this. He's got his headphones off right now. He turned them off so he could get some peace and quiet.
He's got a newspaper out reading it.
He's just fucking over there. He's got a pipe and he's wearing a robe and he's just lounging in a chair. His tiny headphones are across the room.
Okay, he's standing up. He's pulling his pants down. Oh, the Batwing. Oh, God.
Oh.
Jeez, J-Pro. Well,
you know what? I'm not even mad at you.
You should trim that a little bit. That looked like a fucking Sasquatch mixed with a bat.
That's a bat squatch.
Wow.
Can we get these people out of here? They're making me uncomfortable.
I didn't know we invited people in.
I know. They just show up. And we don't even announce this. Justin, how often do you have people just hanging out in your basement like this?
Are they like carolers?
There's 20 to 30 people in this basement. Can you fuckers get out? Get out of here.
Please go.
Leave.
Leave
the fuck
now.
Out.
Get out. Come on.
Yeah, no, you won't get your money back.
Move it along.
You won't get your shitty money back.
No, we're not
fiends.
Oprah. You're not getting a fucking car.
Yeah.
Get out.
Try not to trip over the haunted boombox that's smoldering in the backyard.
It's still smoldering.
Yeah. Well, it's hellfire. What do you expect?
Well, at least it's dead, right?
Well, define dead. It came from fucking Satan's asshole, so...
It could still be alive then.
Right. Well, if it ever was.
It's searching for another boombox.
I think it's undead is what I'm getting to.
Okay. Well, I think it's about time for a music break. What do you say?
I'm down. We got another song from our buddies there.
And
what's that band that we heard in the beginning?
That's the Spectres. It's my buddy James Thompson and his friend Dan.
Friend of the show.
And I play softball with this guy. And he's a good time. He's a good pitcher. And this is their band. I've seen them a couple times at Howler's Coyote, which they frequent quite a bit. You guys should go down there and check them out. Again, they're
Howler's
the Spectres.
Howler's Coyote is the name of a bar?
Howler's Coyote. It's in Bloomfield.
It's in Bloomfield. Okay.
Yeah. So go down there and check it out. And again, they're the Spectres. And they like to have a good time, and they get a little crazy. And it's a different type of band.
What kind of website can you find them on?
Well, they're on Facebook, and they just released a new album. What is it called?
The Spectres is spelled with an R E S.
It
like,
is
kind of British.
S P E C T R E S. And the name of the album is What Will It Be? And, they have their, whole album up on Facebook. You can check them out. And
friggin' buy something, you cheap fucks.
Yes.
Play that song!
Thank you. Brothers, take two.
Casa Doro Brothers. Hello, I am Giorgio, and this is my brother, Fabian.
And I'm Fateva.
Oh, I don't know your own name.
Did you get it wrong?
We start over.
Casador Brothers, take three.
Casadora Brothers! Hello!
Hi!
I am Giorgio. I forgot my own name this time.
Casadora Brothers, take four.
Casadora Brothers! Hi! I am Giorgio Casadoro, and this is my brother.
Fativa, hi.
Hi, Fativa. Oh, we have a crazy goal for you.
Lots of it, too.
Come on down, Casador Brothers.
Oh.
We'll do whatever you want.
Crazy goals.
Casadora, take six.
Casadora Brothers. Hi. I'm a Giorgio Casadoro. This is my brother.
Fativa.
Hello.
Come on, we put gold on everything.
Casadora Brothers, take 12.
Casadora Brothers. Hello. I'm a Giorgio Casadoro. This is my brother.
Fativa.
Hello. We got crazy gold.
Crazy gold. We put gold on everything.
We put gold to your grandmother's teeth.
And also for us.
That's us.
That's what we do.
We do it for free? No. We do it for money.
They always ask, where are we from?
We're from South Hills, Pittsburgh, obviously.
Yes.
Born and raised.
Born and raised.
Casadora Brothers, take 47.
Casadora Brothers. Hi, I'm Giorgio Casadoro, and this is my brother.
Fativa.
We got the crazy gold.
We put gold on everything.
We put the gold to your grandmother's teeth.
That's us.
People always ask me, Giorgio, where are you from? I tell them, South Hills, Pittsburgh.
Born and raised.
Come on down. Tell us a poor taste, and we will give you 1% off of your next purchase. Casadora Brothers, a South Hills, Pittsburgh.
Okay, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Welcome back, everyone.
Did I sound sexy, or do people think I'm going to kill them?
I think a little of both, and I'm quite frankly turned on.
Turned
and
on and scared
terrified
at the same time?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So anyway, I got a surprise for you, Sean.
Yeah?
So I stopped at the Twist and Tap six-pack shop.
Ah.
And I picked up
hundreds of beers.
Thousands, actually.
Thousands of beers. Millions.
Yes. They're just,
there are trillions of beers inside of that
I've
place.
Been there for a week picking out this for you.
So ever since last podcast, you literally just went straight there and, mm-hmm. and came here?
My wife hasn't seen me.
Now that is commitment.
I think I have a few posters of me around the neighborhood up.
Yeah, I heard about that place. They actually issue you a Sherpa as you walk in, and he takes you to the top of the beer mountain.
Yeah, beer mountain. It's actually what it's called.
All right, well, what do you got for us? It sounds exotic. It sounds exciting.
Okay, so I have a surprise six-pack.
Some stuff I've never tried before?
Neither of us have tried this
before. Uncle Ted's Unicorn Brew? Nothing like that?
Well, some of this stuff I've never really heard before, but I thought maybe...
Uncle Ted's is my favorite. Go ahead.
I don't think it's in this one. I don't remember. Let's go through here. Let me set it down.
PD's Leprechaun Taint Juice, Fermented Olive Branch.
Let me...
That's the brewery.
Get the first... Okay.
I like their pale ales.
All right. Let's see what the first one is. Get this out. Okay, here it says Dale's Stale Ale.
Dale's Stale Ale?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, what's up with that one?
Again, I said I...
You don't know a lot about them?
This one was in the Clarence.
All right. Well,
it was in the Clarence Mountain.
Do we try that
Clarence,
out then?
Clarence Beer Mountain.
All right. What is this? These are cans? You got 2 6-packs?
Yeah, this one's a can.
All right. So we just get our own. All right. Open yours up.
Crack it open here.
All right. And here's mine. And all right. So... We're going to take a sip at the same time. We're going to take sips and describe. What do you want to do? How do you want to do this?
Do you want to take a sip first?
Let's do simultaneous sips.
Okay, just in case if something happens, right?
Yeah.
All right, ready?
Ready?
One,
three, two, oh, one, one go. Two, three. Mm. Okay. All right. No, the name is starting to make sense.
Oh.
The name is starting to make sense. That is really stale. It literally tastes like stale bread. That's weird.
Oh, God.
It's like a sour, it tastes kind of like dust.
They told me that the mountain people drink this.
Did you ever lick the top of your bathroom light where it's all dusty on
where?
Top.
Where? Lick what?
The top of your bathroom like, light.
Unconscious.
Right where it's dusty on top, just fucking, okay. And there's like dead insects in it and stuff. That's what how I would compare this flavor. It's multifaceted. First it's dust, then it's rotten insect, then it finishes off with like a, I don't know, like a sour dead opossum on the side of the road taste. It's disgusting.
I was kind of getting the, you know, you have a dog that gets away from you and runs out for like 3 days into the woods and rolls in everything, shit, dead animals.
Right.
Vomit.
I'm getting that too.
And then comes back and you're there like, oh, I don't even want this fucking dog anymore because you stink so bad. That's kind of what I tasted in my mouth.
Yeah, I'm into that. There's a real sousson of dog rolled in dead animals.
Do you want to finish this one?
No.
Okay.
Let's just put these aside.
All right.
Like totally full. All right. So we got another one here?
I think there was a reason that they were in the clearance.
Oh, you got them from clearance. Man. Maybe I
actually kind of feel pretty.
I'm going to wash this down with my Labatt.
I kind of feel a little fucked up from that one little sip.
All right. Well, I almost hesitate to do this, but do you have another one?
Yeah.
You said there's six of them?
Yes, I have six here.
Oh, Christ.
Okay.
And you got 2 6-packs, matching 6-packs, and it's really a shame so far because we've already wasted about 22 ounces of beer.
I spent about $50 on these 6-packs together.
Holy crap. That place, what's it called? The Twist and Tap?
Twist and Tap.
Dude, that place is way overexpensive and their food sucks.
It's the experience, man. You get to climb a mountain of beer.
Yeah, I know.
With a Sherpa.
You get to the top and all they have is like maggoty rice.
Well, it's turning out that this is the case. Okay, so the next one, let's get it out here.
Right.
Grab yours.
Yep. Okay, I've got mine. So I have to open these up, bad boys up. What's this called?
This one is called Ring Ring's Tokyo Lager. I figured that we would go for a little Oriental.
Oh, no. And, you know, I asked before this if you had any racist named beers to proffer, but so I was hoping to avoid this, but
what?
Is it from Japan? If it's from Japan, it seems like it's less racist.
It is from Japan. That's why I got
it. And it says Ring Ring, or does it say Ling Ling, and you're saying...
No, it's...
All right, I just have to know. I have to know these things beforehand.
I don't...
It's pretty terrible.
I'm sorry, but no, it's from Tokyo.
Well, there's a Chinese beer called, like, Sing Tao, and that's pretty racist, too, if you ask me, because Sing Tao translates to... Never mind. All right, go ahead.
Okay. All right, so it's...
So we're going to try this?
Tokyo Lager.
We're going to taste this?
Yeah, let's go ahead and try this one. All 3, 2, 1.
Actually, yeah. That's not bad.
It's pretty good. You can...
You can taste the strong racism in it, though. It's like an aftertaste.
That's what I was going to say.
That's terrible. God, I can't believe... Like, the fact that we haven't been sued yet is only because we have so few listeners. You can't offend nobody. So
well, that one was pretty good. I think I'm going to go ahead and chug that one down.
That was the name was more offensive than the flavor, I'd say.
I mean, drink it or not, I'm having mine.
Yeah, I'm going to have a little bit more. All right, well, let's put this aside for now because, holy crap, he's chugging it. Man.
All right.
You house that thing.
I don't know. I can take the Tokyo Lager, I guess.
Hang on, let me get a little slurp here.
All right, so I think this next one, I know you're like little hipster, so this one you may like.
That is offensive.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, here, get this one out.
Yeah, let me just see.
Try that one.
Let me get that.
And this one is a raspberry-infused birch bark quadruple-filter double-triple-double distilled Hefeweizen with bacon chips.
Damn!
Yes.
Holy shit, that's fancy. And it comes in this like... Gold, there's like a gold foil around the bottle. It's got that weird German opening top to it.
Yeah, you have to use a...
What is that? What do they call that? You have to like...
A Hammerstein.
It's the kind that you grip it and peel it back. It's a can, but you grip and peel back. It's a weird...
With your teeth.
It's old school. Yeah, you have to use your teeth. This is unorthodox.
All right, try to get this one off here. All right.
Oh, man, that... I taste blood. I don't know what I did to my gums just now.
Yeah, I taste iron.
Yeah. All right. So what's this one supposed to be? I mean,
okay.
Is there a description other than the extremely long title?
That it just says it's a raspberry, you know, infused birch bark. And then It's just the way that they distill it.
Raspberry infused birch bark? It does sound delicious. Let's try it. Let's just try it.
Yeah, so yeah, I mean, here we go. One, two, three.
It smells nice.
Oh,
wow.
You can definitely taste the birch and the bacon.
Ach, mein Augen!
Holy shit, where did that come from? Wow. All right, I'm not going to drink any more of that because I clearly just become an insane German.
What did you say? It's probably a good thing I don't know German.
I just yelled, ow, my eyes, said. I think.
Ow, your eyes?
Yeah, we'll have to, I'm not a German expert, but I think that's what I mean.
Hey, J-Pro, do you know that one?
Translate. The goggles didn't do nothing!
We got it thumbs down. Hey, we'll get you a microphone one of these days, by the way.
Yeah, we'll get him a microphone soon here. We blew the budget on...
On this six-pack.
Well, I bought a bunch of recordable CDs.
Both these six-packs here.
Because I'm starting another business where I record CDs for people and sell them for $5 at like elementary schools. I think I'm going to make a bunch of money off this. All right, so what's the next beer here?
Okay, so this next one...
Last one turned me into a German.
My wife, Mandy, suggested that I pick this one up. So it should be pretty good.
Okay.
here it is. Let's get it out
label.
Here.
The label's really funky.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a tiger or something. Okay, what does it say?
It's a big tiger going across it.
Oh, Siegfried and Roy's White Tiger Ale.
I thought that was who that was.
Okay, Siegfried and Roy's White Tiger Ale. And it says here on the back, it tastes like your face being mauled.
The font is fancy.
Okay. Pretty terrible.
Tastes like your face being mauled?
Yeah, that's what the description said.
Oh, so I'm expecting a bite. I'm expecting a lot of hops.
Hops, yeah.
And I'm expecting a finish that is not so smooth. Let's go, I guess this one's for Roy or Siegfried, whoever died Did that guy die?
No, he didn't die.
Unfortunately. All right, so let's have a taste.
I mean, anyone who gets attacked by a tiger deserves a little cheers. Okay, here we go.
All right, so let's try this. I wonder if our listeners are tired of hearing us
Right
in the microphone, but...
Dude, my throat's being torn apart by some kind of claw or something.
Yeah, it's like a beast is living in my throat right now, and it's just kind of attacking the walls of my throat and stomach.
Okay. I think my wife... My wife did that on purpose.
Is there a strange, after flavor of bananas, too? That's weird. It's like a camo 40. That's how I'd compare it. That's disgusting.
All right.
So, that's another one we got
to
waste.
That's five.
I'm going to move this one back.
We got one more left here.
Oh, my God. There's so many beers open on this table. J-Pro, you want some beers later? We need to get him a microphone. What do you got?
Wait, was that five?
I think that was five. Was that five?
No, we've only done four.
Four?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Let me count my fucking cans on the table, for God's sake.
Wow. I'm telling you, I'm seeing double because...
Well, yeah, that tiger stuff kicked me right in my ass. I took a bigger sip than I probably should have.
I think
too.
You drank the whole thing.
Did they put
in one drink?
Hot peppers in that? It was like a habanero thing.
Yeah,
going on?
They said it had the world's hottest habaneros in it.
Oh man, that's information that could have been better used.
Oh,
all right. So what else you got?
Okay,
what's the last one?
We got two more.
Two more.
Okay, we have this one. Get this one out here, and this one is called Gut Bomb Malt Liquor.
Gut Bomb.
Gut Bomb Malt Liquor. I think I accidentally mixed this one in.
All right. Well,
do you want to drink it anyway?
Not really, but I guess we have to because it's in our contracts, and our contracts are ironclad.
I'm just going to drink on that one.
All right, ready? Open them up and a little taste.
All right.
Okay. Well, it tastes like being in a small alley and being beaten with a baseball bat in the gut. Yeah. It's not good. It's not good.
Man, my ass hurts already.
Oh,
one
God.
Drink and my ass hurts.
Sorry, everyone. I didn't mean to burp straight in the mic there, but it's...
Oh, man, it stinks.
It smells like a homeless person is living in my stomach now.
You know, I don't know.
How much did this one cost?
21 cents a can.
Oh, my God.
Dude, we were on a tight budget. So.
Yeah, well, I'll say it's negative.
I'm
now.
Just trying to be a nice guy. I brought you this six pack. I thought you would like it. We would have a nice time.
If we're lucky,
I'm starting to think that if we drink one more,
attorney won't show up and just take all of our equipment and sell it to pay for our friggin' debts because we're getting deep.
I don't know if we can do one more.
We have a serious budget deficit.
I feel like if I give you one more and it's terrible, then you're just going to hate me. And
no, you know what? I'm in it win it. I'm
really? Here.
Look, this is for the listeners. This is for the listeners.
Here we go. Let's get this one out here and crack it open. And
all right, let's see.
It says it's a black licorice lager.
Oh, gross. Oh, dude, I hate you.
I grabbed another one.
Oh, dude, maybe you don't know, but I fucking hate black licorice.
I hate black licorice,
and I'm
too.
Doing this for the listeners.
But we're contractually
you bound to do this. Fuck.
I'm sorry.
Come on, don't bring the Canadians into this. This is you. This is you now. And this is not a Canadian beer even.
Well,
black licorice?
Black licorice. All right,
let's try it. It's got whatever. Hints of fucking fennel and anise in it too. Kill me now.
Don't look at the label anymore because...
Oh, God. It's terrible. The entire can is black. And there's just like a fucking white outline. Like everything's black. The whole can is black and it's just got white for the text. And then what? The outline of like some like licorice sticks sticking out. It's terrible.
You would think the liquid would be black, but it actually looks like antifreeze.
Oh, the liquid. You mean the actual beer.
Like, yeah.
Well, I guess,
you would
it's
think
not really
it would
beer.
Be black, but no, it's fucking bright green. It looks like antifreeze.
Oh, no, hang on. I haven't opened mine yet. Let me open this up. Oh, my God, you're right. It's like fucking glowing in there.
All right.
Oh, weird.
We have to drink this, so we might have to take a short break.
Dude, I think we
after
might
this,
die.
So we might die.
Seriously, we're gonna put this in our body.
We have to. We signed the contract. J Pro put it on the table.
Well, look, our thumbs contract up. Also says we can't mention the contract. We have to just keep saying it's for the listeners. We mean it's in our contract.
It's in our contracts for the listeners.
We're just gonna edit out every time we say contract with for the listeners. All right, here we go. All
right, ready? Just drink it.
Cheers me at least for.
All right, we may never talk to each other again.
All right, here we go. All
right.
3, 2,
I love you.
1.
Hey, are you having crazy dick cravings around the holidays? Has it affected you at work? Are you distracted in your personal life? The Diggerette patch works by slowly decreasing the cravings for so much dick. Try new Diggerette patch.
Great for the holidays!
And now, an update from a guy lost in the Grand Canyon.
Fuck.
Casadoro Brothers.
Hello, I'm Giorgio Casadoro. This is my brother.
Fativa.
Hi, we're the guys that gave your wife a pearl necklace.
That's us.
Come on down, South Hills, Pittsburgh. Casadoro Brothers. Casadoro Brothers. Hello, I'm Giorgio Casadoro. This is my brother.
Fativa.
Hello. So, you bring your wife down to Casadoro Brothers. We bring her in the back room. She try the money shot.
That's us.
Maybe 10% off. Come on down to South Hills, Pittsburgh. Casadoro Brothers.
Ladies and gentlemen, your president, Dr. Henry Arthur Farnsburn Wordsworth Carlsbad Hemingway Cummington Jr. Esquire.
Hello, fellow Americans. I have a speech to read for you today. Dear counselor, I am having a sloppy time at camp. The counselor is frothing and the food is spectacular. I met Rascal Fenway and we became crazy friends. Unfortunately, Rascal Fenway is turnt, and I rammed my arm so we couldn't go fucking like everyone else. I need more fences and a cop sharpener, so please quickly jack more when you look back. Your grandma, Scooter Hemingway. Thank you, my fellow Americans, and God bless.
Casadoro brothers.
Hi, I'm Giorgio Casadoro. This is my brother.
Fativa.
We're the guys who show your wife our jewelry.
That's us.
Casadoro brothers.
Oh, hey guys. We're back. Fuck. God.
How's your stomach? Because mine feels...
Not good.
Terrible.
Not good, Eric.
I shit for like 10 minutes while we were...
I know.
We had to play those... Those gag reels and everything.
I put in some shit I found at the library. It's like free. It's like old.
Didn't you find that stuff like?
It's like old tapes. It's like real to real shit.
Cassettes.
It's really old. I had to fucking. Oh man.
Oh god.
Don't puke, because if you puke,
I know.
I puke.
If you puke, I'll puke.
J-Pro pukes.
J-Pro, don't puke.
All right.
Let me just swallow it down.
Okay, swallow it.
Okay.
You want me to swallow some for you?
Oh, no. Oh, dude, don't say that. God, I'm so dizzy. Look, I don't know what's wrong. It's
that last beer had taste
dude,
of, like, kerosene, gasoline,
you literally
and
came in
any kind of fuel that has seen in it. Oh, fuck.
Well, you poisoned us, so I'm a little pissed at you right now.
Well, I think we're going to need at least a week to recover from this.
Yeah, we can't go on.
Another week away from my wife.
Let's get the fuck out of here.